Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Truth Just Below the Surface, Freedom from Addiction. Wynn, how are you? I'm excited about our topic today.
Neil, as you know, this program is at least basically partially resulting in bringing the general public truth that they wouldn't get otherwise. And the title of our program today is The CDC Withdraws Fraudulent PCR Testing Protocol Used to Falsify COVID Positives to Push the Pandemic. Correspondence from Paul Sheridan is the partial source for this podcast. Paul says the CDC knew a year ago the PCR test was rubbish. The use of PCR tests for COVID illness diagnosis is a global scientific fraud, since no PCR instrument can produce quantitative results that might indicate a specific viral load. Yet, the CDC-approved testing protocol was relied on to fabricate the case-demic illusion, which pretended that hundreds of millions of people around the world were infected with COVID. The entire thing was an elaborate quack science hoax, and anyone familiar with PCR technology has known this from the very start. A Portuguese appeals court has ruled that PCR tests are unreliable and that it is unlawful to quarantine people based solely on this test. The court stated the test reliability depends on the number of cycles used and the viral load presence. Citing JFAR et al. 2020, the court concludes that if someone is tested by PCR as positive when a cycle threshold of 35 cycles or higher is used, as is the rule in most laboratories in Europe and the US, the probability that said person is infected is less than 3%, and the probability of said result is a false positive in 97%. Similarly, an Austrian court has ruled that PCR tests are not suitable for COVID-19 diagnosis and that lockdowns have no legal or scientific basis. The court pointed out that a PCR test is not suitable for diagnosis and therefore does not in itself say anything about the disease or infection of a person. The entire COVID pandemic is a farce, and it was all based on fraudulent PCR testing. Amazingly, even the PCR technicians and analysts all know this. They are taking part in a global scheme to destroy human lives and crush global economies, and they are fully aware that the limitations of their own instruments mean diagnosis of positive COVID status based on PCR tests are meaningless. Dr. Fauci in mid-November 2020 said what is now sort of evolving into a bit of a standard: if you get a cycle threshold of 35 or more, the very chances of it being replication confident are minuscule. It's very frustrating for the patients as well as for the physicians. Somebody comes in and they repeat the PCR and it's like a 37 cycle threshold, but you can almost never culture virus from a 37 threshold cycle. So I think if someone comes in with 37, 38, or even 36, as you say, you know, it's just dead nucleotides, period. He's saying if your test has a cycle threshold of 35 or more, it's meaningless. But he didn't, and the other people didn't say not to do it. Just as doctors, nurses, and pharmacists are now taking part in the global criminal COVID con, PCR lab technicians and owners are gleefully participating in the same fraud, likely because they are earning huge profits from running fraudulent PCR tests that would never pass the scrutiny of any legitimate scientific test for accuracy and precision. In fact, PCR tests are neither accurate nor precise. The concept of precision, which is of utmost importance in quantitative lab analysis involving pesticides, heavy metals, and so on, does not exist in PCR equipment. There is no such thing as precision when you're multiplying genetic material in the sample itself. This process, by definition, destroys any meaningful knowledge of the mass or concentration of the original sample. If the same approach were used in a breathalyzer test for possible drunk drivers, every living person would be arrested for a DUI, since there is at least one molecule of alcohol circulating in the blood of everyone. But they don't increase that one molecule to 50 molecules or 100 molecules in breathalyzer tests. But they do increase the number in PCR tests. The CDC is withdrawing this PCR method, most likely because they know the test cannot withstand reasonable scientific scrutiny. They're trying to cover their tracks and memory hole. The fraudulent test that was used to drive the fake COVID pandemic in the first place. But we already know the CDC is a criminal front for the vaccine industry, and that the CDC has no scientific credibility or authority whatsoever when it comes to legitimate infectious disease testing. The CDC, just like the PCR test, is a complete fraud. And that's my show today.
Wow. And again, great information. That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Trust, Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.